Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So, DZ, there I was at Summerfest on 4th of July.
Set the scene, okay.
I had to think about what day I was there. It was the 4th of July. Hello.
Day.
Went there at night, good times, met up with some friends, and one of them looked at me, Chad, and he said, one of our friend's husbands, he said, "What did 4th of July look like for you as a kid?"
Mm-hmm.
And it was awesome because everybody went around the table and everybody had a different story, yet so similar.
What do you mean by that?
Like, some people did nothing. Some people went and watched fireworks. But me and Tiffany at the table, we went for ice cream every year. That was the finale to 4th of July.
That was what stood out.
There was always ice cream on the 4th of July. We went out for ice cream. Fireworks and ice cream, they went together.
Fireworks and ice cream, hand in hand.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Mm.
That was my 4th of July, if I described it to you.
Okay, I respect that.
There was the city I lived in did fireworks. We went and watched them, and we got ice cream. And that's my core memory.
That's what you did every single year growing up. No question, no doubts. If it was a 4th, y'all was fireworks and ice cream.
We were not parade people. We never went to parades, ever.
Yeah.
Ever. Like, there are people that are parade people.
My wife, her family, they're parade people.
See?
They do, honestly, an all-day thing. They do a whole block party,
see
basically.
What I mean? Mm-hmm. What did your 4th of July look like for you? So what about you growing
my
up?
My 4th of July.
And did it look different because you are Colombian?
A little bit.
I'm curious, yeah.
We still celebrated, right?
You're Colombian-American.
Right. We partook, right? I'm a citizen now, so yeah. I'm Colombian American for sure, right?
Yeah.
Born Colombian, immigrated to this country, but the 4th of July always was a cookout at family friend's house. We had, they're basically my little sister's godparents, and my parents are their youngest godparents, so they grew up like cousins.
Okay.
Right? They grew up cousins,
but
even though it wasn't family.
To the same house every year?
Same house every year. They lived close to the lake, which is where the fireworks were in Illinois. So we would have a huge cookout, everybody chilling. We'd play with the sparklers, throw firecrackers, whatever.
Yeah.
Kids would just jet off, do something, and then we'd all come back when it started to get dark, walk to the lakefront, chill by the same fence, and watch the biggest fireworks I used to see in my life.
Yeah.
Now the fireworks are lackluster.
They'd look puny, wouldn't they, if you went up there now?
Same thing now, probably. I'm like, oh, these fireworks ain't the same.
It's like when you go back to your grade school and you're like, God, this was so much bigger.
Right.
When did this get so little?
What happened? Did the fireworks get smaller? Did the lockers get smaller?
What is the deal? I do want to know what the 4th of July looked like for you growing up. For DZ, they were at a family friend's house every year. And then they walked to the fireworks. You can see it in your mind.
I can smell the barbecue and smell the fireworks too.
Mine was at the arena at Southern Illinois University where they shot the fireworks off. We took our chairs and blankets and then we went and got ice cream on the strip.
That's cool.
At Dairy Queen.
That's
cool.
There was
an outdoor Dairy Queen on the strip. I did add that part in on my ice cream. It's very specific.
Yeah, no, going to the stadium? What?
Well, it was Carbondale.
Well,
I mean, I don't know if it's an arena. It's
an arena in Carbondale is still pretty cool.
It's so cool. It's no Packers Stadium or Amfield.
It ain't Lambeau or Amfield.
I'm just saying, it's like going to Panther Arena, and that's the only place in the whole town.
Hey, I'll take
it. Is that fair?
I'll take it. Okay, that's fair. I will take that. That is dope.
Okay, that's what it was kind of like. I want to know what your 4th of July looked like for you growing up. 414-533-1037. Somebody texted in and said, when my family was younger and I was, we used to go to the beach all day. And they would play volleyball all day and cook out and drink. Mm. I grew up around a Mexican family, so DZ knows what I'm talking about.
I definitely know what's up.
You think I don't know Mexican people? Why does everybody talk to me? Like,
because I'm the Mexican. Hispanic one. That's why. They're
like
relating
Hispanic
to the
people.
Hispanic one.
What's the difference? I'm friends with people.
I am the people.
Oh my God, I love it. All right, 414-533-1037. What did your 4th of July look like for you growing up? We'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
We're talking about what the 4th of July looked like for you. Natalie said in Menominee Falls when she was growing up, before she was 9, her dad would work on the Germantown Fire Department. Oh, so they were in the parade, and they went to the festival and fireworks at Fireman's Park. Oh, that's cool. So her dad was a fireman.
So she used to volunteer with him.
Oh, and they're in the parade leading and opening or closing, whatever. That's a big deal probably as a kid.
You know, kind of like us for the St. Francis Parade. You know what I'm saying? Something slight. We have experience, too. Right? We can relate.
I like it. Let's go to Lori in Cedarburg first. Today, we're talking about what the 4th of July looked like for you growing up.
I could have my Gucci on.
Lori.
Morning.
Morning.
All right.
So I got little spoiled.
Oh, so little spoiled.
Okay, go on.
So there's a couple cities by me that celebrate the weekend before 4th of July. So we would go do fireworks the weekend before the 4th, and then we would do Cedarburg celebration on the 4th.
Mm.
So she was out here just racking up the fireworks and free stuff, all the candy for the parades.
But the core memory is the Cedarburg 4th of July festival on the 4th, she said.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep, because literally our city put an ordinance in. You cannot leave chairs unattended the night before until 7 p.m., otherwise they're taken.
Well,
our parade is that big.
Yeah, because people that put out the night before the parade, come on.
Campers.
Get a life.
They're called campers.
I know they don't want to hear it, but get a life.
Get a life.
Sorry, Lori, if that was you. I cannot. The fact that you have to put an ordinance to get people to stop putting their chairs out days in advance is like, come on.
That's how big the parade is, though.
We have a drum and bugle corps competition the night before at the high school. And so they would march in the parade the next day. So a lot of people wanted to go see them.
Oh, so it was just jam-packed and busy. That's why. Okay, so everybody was trying to get ahead of the curve. Lori, we hear you.
All right, Lori, thanks for sharing.
All right, you guys have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Somebody texted in and said, fireworks and my parents doing flea market stuff, like selling food. It was always fun and good memories.
Let me find out y'all was at 7 Mile Fair. Let me find out.
Seriously. Let's go to Kelly up next in Sussex. Who's got her own theme song? Kelly!
Morning.
Good morning!
Good morning! What was your 4th of July like as a kid?
My parents had a pool, so we would swim all day. There were 6 of us kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd end up going to the fireworks. But the core memory is we'd always have Twizzlers licorice with us.
What?
So
really?
How you would go to ice cream, we'd always have Twizzlers. It was my dad's favorite.
That's the core memory?
It's the food.
It is.
Okay, I'm not hating. I just don't like licorice. So I'm like, ew.
Oh, I like the regular Twizzlers. I don't like black licorice.
Fair.
But whenever I have Twizzlers, I think those the 4th of July and my dad.
Interesting.
That's a cool memory, man. A little core memory right there.
And it's candy for a kid.
Right. At the end of the day, it is candy. She's care what it is.
Yeah, so that sticks with you. Mm-hmm. Awesome. All right, Kelly. Well, thanks for sharing. We'll talk to you later.
Have a good day. Bye.
Bella in Kenosha said, Shiloh Park fireworks. Happy Monday.
Shiloh Park fireworks.
I don't know where that is, but I'm assuming it's in Kenosha.
I was going to say, Shiloh Park in Wisconsin or Shiloh Park in Illinois? Because there's a few Shiloh Parks out here.
Oh, well, I don't know. She'll have to answer that.
You're going to have to elaborate. Come on, man. What's wrong with you?
We're talking your 4th of July, what it looked like for you growing up, because that's what happened. I was at Summerfest, and I thought that was such a great question. And I liked hearing, as we went around the table, everybody's different experiences, like I said, DZ, yet they were all the same, but so different.
Well, and now as adults, you know what I'm saying? It evolves so much, because rarely do you continue to do the exact same thing.
Correct.
Right? Because I was telling you about Aaron's family. Mm-hmm. They've been on the same block, same corner, going to the same parade for like 50 years.
Wow.
And then they go back to somebody's house, usually Aunt Jenny's, and have this huge party where you can just pull up, do whatever, hang out, and then watch the fireworks that they have right in front of her house.
That's awesome.
It's one of those traditional things, right? That will we continue to do that? Probably so. Will we evolve into our own also 4th of July celebration? Yeah.
You figure it out as you get older. Very nice. Bella wrote in. She said, Illinois DZ, you know the one.
I know the one. I knew the one. I know. I knew where she was going with it.
Somebody else texted in. We'll leave with this one. We used to take our kids to the Kalahari and the Dells each July 4th. They had great fireworks. So again, someone went to the Dells every year.
Now that's an idea.
That's a fun idea.
Hold on.
Okay.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
What's the problem today? What's the problem?
Oh, well, listen here, because Frankie's coming in swinging.
Oh, really?
I think people are going to agree. You know what I mean? This is one of them things.
Frankie's a guy.
Well, I'm assuming.
I know a girl named Frankie. That's why I asked.
That's true. I do know a girl named Frankie, too. Huh.
But it's a dude. Go on. Yeah. Just painting the picture.
Well, now I'm wondering. I'm assuming it's a guy, but it may be a girl. But Frankie wrote in and said they're struggling with work or struggling at work and goes like this.
Why?
For the past few months, I've been struggling with imposter syndrome at work.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You know what imposter syndrome is, obviously, right?
No, remind me again.
Well, imposter syndrome is when, especially in a work setting, you feel like you're not qualified or you're in a position.
You feel like you're being an imposter. Is that what it is?
Yeah,
you
you're
feel
fake. Like you're fraud, basically.
You're not good enough to be there.
To be there, and you don't know how you got there. All of a sudden, you're like, "This is how did I become the manager?
I'm an imposter.
I'm an imposter.
I'm not this cool. Everyone thinks I'm cool.
I'm not qualified for this. How am I leading y'all, right?
So he thinks he is. Go on. I need to hear.
I've been struggling with imposter syndrome at work, she says, for the past few months. It's something I've never experienced before. I'm mid-20s and honestly feel like things aren't terrible in my life, which makes me feel even worse. Despite being told I'm good at my job, receiving positive feedback from my manager, colleagues, I constantly feel like I'm not good enough and that I'm going to be found out, they put in quotes, as some kind of fraud, right? I know imposter syndrome is a common experience, but it's starting to take a toll on my mental health and job satisfaction. I can feel it already holding me back and is going to stop me from reaching my full potential and advancing in my career.
Talk about having awareness of how bad your mental health is, but doing nothing about it.
And not being able to stop it.
I have thoughts. Go on.
That's all. Just Frankie says, have you experienced this? Do you have advice, Frankie?
Okay.
That's it?
I have advice. I'm keeping my mouth shut until...
Why?
Because I want to hear your advice first.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough.
That's what I want. So this guy thinks he's not qualified for this job. There is a point where we cross over to adulthood. Yeah. You ever have these moments where you go, whoa, I'm a grown up. And like, I have responsibilities. Mm-hmm. Like, I own a house or I have children or...
I got to make my own doctor's appointments.
I have to like make an appointment or pay a bill.
That's on you.
Wow, I'm doing this.
Yep.
Here we are. You have these in the present moments where I'm like, whoa, what just happened?
And we're running. Yeah, and all of a sudden we sprinting down life.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of people going, yeah.
Yeah.
Right? And that's kind of where he's at. She's at, they're at. Frankie is mid-20s. Finally doing some things, maybe making some strides, might have received a promotion or two that they didn't really expect, took a promotion or two that they didn't really expect, and are now in this place, in these shoes, wearing these pants, going, these ain't my pants. But they fit, though.
My advice is they need to get a therapist and they need to process this, because I think they're being a little too hard on themselves. They clearly got the job. They're clearly qualified. Their confidence is going to kill their career if they don't get it together.
Fair.
You know what I mean? It's either going to push them to be the best ever because they never think they're good enough, or it's going to kill them because they don't think they're good enough, and then they sabotage themselves because they don't think they belong there when they do. You know why we're here? Because we belong here and we secretly know it.
Well, yeah.
And if we didn't, the show would suck, wouldn't it?
Right. We'd know if we were bad at our jobs.
Sabotage ourselves. Now, other parts of our lives we can sabotage. And you know what I mean?
Sure. Doesn't mean we want
to. But when it comes to work, you know where you belong, right? I'm like, Frankie might belong there.
Frankie
might just need some motivational, you know, speeches from a few people, some uplifting thoughts.
I disagree.
Really? You think it's going so dark?
And I don't disagree with the find a therapist and talk this through, right? But
because you need someone to go, what's wrong with you?
Maybe Frankie doesn't belong there. And that's where I'm thinking, if you're feeling already some level of imposterish, there is something that's triggering a negative response within you. If you're feeling like you're being told you're good at your job, but are struggling with job satisfaction, that's a nugget that stood out for me.
Well,
job satisfaction.
You're just unhappy.
Right.
That's got nothing to do with you being good enough for the job.
But it might be affecting the way you feel. The fact that it's not fulfilling you makes you feel like you don't belong there. And that can trigger imposter syndrome. To me, that means you need to look for something else and see if it's equally as fulfilling.
I'm with this. Get out of your own dang way, Frankie. Go to therapy and practice gratitude. Being like, oh my gosh.
Practice gratitude for sure, but also challenge yourself. They're not challenged, or maybe they're too challenged, but I feel like they'd be struggling more.
Oh, see, when you said imposter syndrome, I thought they were at a job that they thought was above them, which would mean they would be challenged.
That's normally what it is. But if you're struggling with job satisfaction, it can be imposter syndrome because you feel like you should be doing something else. Whether it's above, below, a complete lateral.
You're not being challenged.
You're not being challenged to the degree that you feel satisfaction in, so I say go try something else.
Is that the opposite of the imposter syndrome? If you're not being challenged, are too good for it?
Maybe this isn't a case of imposter syndrome.
You know what I mean?
Maybe. I approached it and thought, okay, if you're calling it imposter syndrome, I'm not taking that from you. I'm not going to tell you what you're suffering from.
Yeah.
What you're experiencing.
Yeah.
But if you feel like it's imposter syndrome, normally it's because you feel like the job is above you. I do believe that you can think, not necessarily that the job is below you, but that you should be doing something completely different.
If you're not being challenged, that's
there's different ways to challenge your mind, right? I can challenge my brain in one way at home, golfing here, versus how I do when I interact with my family at home.
Mental stimulation.
When I get my hair, right? Like the mental stimulation comes in so many different ways, and the job might not be satisfying the mental stimulation that he's seeking. It might not be the job. It could not be, it might not be the job at all.
Yeah.
But you got to seek some else.
Right.
You got to continue on, find that thrill if that's what you're going. If you're not satisfied, you need to do more.
Yeah. Right? I agree with that. From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. We want to hear from you. What do you think Frankie should do? Should he stay at the job? Should he leave? I say just get a therapist, and they'll tell you you're overthinking everything.
Is this even imposter syndrome?
I don't know. You say
challenge yourself more. Whether a new job or a new endeavor. You gotta feed your soul a little bit more. That satisfaction thing is what stood out to me.
Yeah. 414-533-1037. We're gonna take your calls and your texts next.
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So Frankie has an issue at his job. He's not feeling challenged. You thought it might be some imposter syndrome.
Well, that's what they called it. They said they're struggling with imposter syndrome. And they do say, I feel like I'm not good enough and that I'm going to be found out as some kind of fraud, right? That's imposter syndrome. I also don't think that it might be, because they also say it's job satisfaction. They can feel them holding them back. So it's like, they're almost confused at what's really going on, and I don't know if it is imposter syndrome or not, but I'm saying find a new way to challenge yourself.
So many people spend their lives in jobs.
Yeah.
They don't like.
Yeah.
Or don't challenge them or don't fulfill them.
Just because it's a job and it's secure
and
safe.
And you got bills and a family.
That's right.
Or you got bills. Just bills.
Or just bills,
or
right.
Or just bills. Somebody texted in and said, get a professional life coach. Coaching can help in a lot of ways and help uncover why you're feeling like an imposter, even with all the positive accolades. P.S. This is very common with our Gen Z workforce. You're not alone. A life coach, a therapist, heads up, they're all going to guide you and help you think positively. I could even say church. Like, I could name seven.
100%.
I could name seven ways you could get a
guiding
different. A guiding force in your life, which is what this guy needs.
But if someone's not ready for therapy, a life coach could be a positive option, because I never thought of a life coach. People get life coaches just for regular things like
to
that.
To me, that's like the same thing as a therapist,
sure.
But you don't want to say therapist, so you pay someone to guide you in life a little bit more than a therapist would.
Therapist is more about mental health.
Once a week.
A life coach to me is more like, hey, what do I do with this job decision, right? And they do help with mental things, but it's not going to a mental health professional. I doubt that a life coach is usually a mental health professional.
Mental health professionals don't always go deep. Sometimes it's basic stuff.
Sure.
You know?
Dude, people get golf mental health professionals. Yes, I know this because I've been researching it.
I love it. Let's go to Heather in Shorewood. He said, I've been researching it. It's getting hot in here. Heather.
Good morning, Heather. Good morning, good morning.
We
talk
love your
us.
Theme song. It better be hot today. I cannot take the rain anymore. Enough. Enough.
I'm okay with cooler weather. I'm not a fan of the hot.
Your song
line.
Is hot in here.
Get off my line. Heather, what do you think Frankie should do?
Definitely agree with Emily. Therapist, life coach, something to kind of talk you through it. And
he's
then
lost.
Also mantras.
He's lost.
Yeah.
And also what?
Mantras. Talk to yourself in the mirror. I tell myself I'm awesome every day.
Oh, you know what, Heather? This is a thing. My sister just went to see my mom, and she hasn't been doing her physical therapy exercises, DZ, like she's supposed to.
Oh, hasn't.
So my sister wrote on Post-its all over the house, I want to be independent. I'm going to do my work today. I'm like mantras.
Reminders, mantras.
I'm independent.
Positive words of affirmation.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need
that.
It's a good reminder.
One of my favorites, and this would apply to your mom, don't quit. You can cuss the whole time, just don't quit.
That's a long Post-it note.
Don't quit. You can cuss
true.
The whole time, just don't quit.
It really does.
It does. It really does.
Every day, some kind of thing to get me through.
As long as it's something to get you through. And I think that's what they're missing. Heather, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that you bring up the positive words of affirmation, mantras. Mm-hmm. Get yourself up. Something to get you out of bed and moving. Even if it's at work, put them out there.
Yeah.
And if you're worried about somebody seeing them or judging you, then you're worried about the wrong things, Papa.
Exactly.
Yeah, we all have negative thoughts. We all think about ourselves negatively. And we have to turn that off and replace it with something else.
Because we're all
capable. I learned this in therapy.
Again, we're all capable of a lot more than we think we are. It's all mindset. It's like when you go to work, you think, I'm not capable of that. Yes, you are. You go to the gym, I can't lift that.
Yes, you can.
You know, I go out, I can't be a good parent. Yes, you can. You can do whatever you want if you actually work on it.
Ooh.
You can do whatever you want.
Ooh. Look, Heather, this just turned into...
your brain to shut up.
Monday motivation for you now. Look at that.
Look at us. Look at us. We're like therapists over here. Look at us.
Heather, we don't need no other calls. You know what? You got it. Appreciate you, Heather.
Bye, Heather.
Yep, bye.
Somebody texted in and said, I was hired into a job that was meant for someone with more expertise, and it was difficult in the beginning, but now I'm great at it and have more opportunity to grow. Don't sell yourself short. They also have a certification they did not have before. They believed they could do it, and they did. Nice.
Chase higher goals. You can dream bigger. Doesn't matter where you're at or what you're doing. I love that.
Be a dreamer. So we are going to tell Frankie, get someone to talk to.
Yes.
And figure it out.
Yes. Don't listen to me.
You said it, not me. I hope everybody had a great 4th of July. 103.7 KISS FM. It's Allie and DZ.
That's right. Not hope. Y'all better have.
You better have. We did. We were in the St. Francis 4th of July parade.
Yes, we were.
Shout out St. Francis. Shout out to the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Ann and Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody that came and said hi to us.
Squad.
Everybody. We had a blast. It was a good time. And we even got to go on stage where DZ blew out the mic. microphone for the band that was performing after the parade at the festival in St. Francis. Way to go, DZ.
Why you gotta call me out like that?
Way to go.
Why you gotta call me out
One time
like that?
We go out.
We discussed we were gonna bring this up again. And then we bring it up again. What's wrong with you? Yeah, dude.
So it was fun.
What they done did is they gave two loud individuals.
Mm-hmm, me and you.
Mike and me and you, yes. Mm-hmm. A microphone meant for somebody that is not normally a loud individual.
Because you and I scream into microphones even when we have them.
And even when they say you don't need to scream, we're like, okay. Got it.
It's so true.
So our bad.
We're screamers.
Get out of here, dog. But we're loud on the mic.
We're loud,
and
yeah.
We get, I mean, it's the 4th of July. Yeah. Y'all just riled me up with a parade saying hi to a ton of people and then expect me and you to quietly introduce the band that's supposed to get the party rocking?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Well, you know, the best part of the day was when the fire chief came up and shook my hand and said, hello, Allie and DZ. I said, hello, fire chief.
And then he was like, hey, if you ever need anything.
Here's my card and here's some fire. I stole all the St. Francis fire.
Took all the swag?
All the fire department shirts he gave us.
I was wondering where that went.
I got a sweatshirt. Everybody's going to think I work for the St. Francis fire department.
So when Allie's out in a 2X fire department sweatshirt from St. Francis, just know that was supposed to be mine. When Allie's in the oversized sweatshirt, yeah, that was DZ's.
Oh, that was awesome. No, that was cool. Everybody in the town was just so nice.
Bruh, it is always a great time when we get to be out, but then something about parades, it just feeds my soul a little bit.
I love a parade!
We never have enough candy.
Never.
It's always a miscalculation.
You bought $70 worth of candy to expense.
Yeah.
And we ran out.
I got that receipt too. Thanks for the reminder because I almost forgot.
I got you.
They owe me.
Maybe we were two blocks in and
maybe.
Then we thought we were done, but the parade just kept going and going. And I went, whoops, I guess we don't have any candy, but that's okay. We'll just say hi.
Yeah. And then everybody that did ask, because there were people that asked about candy. What did I say, Allie? I said the same thing to everybody. We got jumped about a block back, boy. Go see them.
You're telling everybody.
So we got jumped by a bunch of kids.
Don't you dare forget why we stopped the Kiss van, because we were in the parade in St. Francis and all of a sudden I heard ding, 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 ding.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, ding, we stopped ding. A few times, Allie.
No, come on. You know why.
One of the most important things that we did, Allie and I finally got paletas. We pulled up and all of a sudden I hear the bell and I go, Allie, that's a paleta. You got cash on you? I'm tapping out. Allie, you got cash on you?
I found cash immediately. And thank God I had cash.
And we got a paleta.
And you got one.
Allie finally experienced the streetwalker paleta, man.
And we stopped the whole parade for this.
I didn't care.
I didn't care either.
Mm-mm.
It was the first time DZ put the van into park.
Oh, yeah.
And said, hold on, everybody.
The first time.
We're literally in the parade and he stops and buys the paleta from this couple, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
As a couple.
At least I didn't get out the car because I was about to.
You could have.
Normally, you peek into the freezer and see what they got, but I was like, y'all got strawberry? Let me get a strawberry.
I call this supporting local.
It was. That's exactly what we were doing, supporting hella local. And then the next time we stopped the van.
The next time.
Was when we saw the fam.
Oh, yeah. We saw your family.
Yeah. They pulled up to the parade, too.
I was so excited. DZ's wife was there with the babies and two of your friends.
Yep.
And did Sammy, he didn't realize it was us. And did he not? He's never seen you in a parade, probably.
That was his first time seeing me working in a parade.
He was probably like, what?
And he went, wait, what are you doing? We've been seeing so many things. What are you doing here?
Papa, get out of the parade.
This is where you go when you leave the house? Are you always in parade? He probably thinks I'm always in parades when I leave the house now. He thinks I'm in a parade now.
He does.
With the alley.
With me. Oh, he's so cute, though.
Dog, I will tell you, though, that kid is obsessed with you. He likes you more than he likes me.
Good. I love that kid. No, I'm obsessed with him.
We're working on breaking that.
You know what? Don't you dare. The feeling is mutual. There's nothing makes me soft like kids.
Boy.
That's it, man. Everything else, screw everybody.
He will bring you up walking out of the house at least once a week. We're like, yeah, alley? We're like, nah, not today. Not today. Maybe tomorrow.
Sweetest. He gave me the biggest hug.
He loves you.
I love him.
The boys love you.
Sammy's
you know that.
So cute. Danny, I got to get my little hands on. I gotta go, come here. I'm gonna be your favorite.
Pretty soon you'll be chasing both of them
you're
around.
Right.
Don't
you're
worry
right.
about it.
I know, you're not wrong.
We'll be running in one direction.
Well, shout out to St. Francis and everyone. I'm glad Aaron and the family came out. It was good to see everybody.
It was great to see everybody, not just the fam. Fourth of July, everybody's fam then.
It was awesome. Okay, Am I the Jerk is coming up next.
What's the word?
Someone wants to know if they're the jerk for saying they should be pregnant with their friend.
Wait, what?
I know. Should we just get into it?
Hold on. Re-break that down. Re-break that down.
Am I the jerk for saying we should be pregnant together?
Okay, no. We got to get into that now. Okay. I'm sorry, but that's tea. Nah, that's tea.
It's going to trigger some people. Let's go.
Okay,
who's the jerk? 103.7
KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She wants to be anonymous, so I changed her name to Ashley.
Okay, Ashley.
Fair enough. She says, Allie and DZ, my husband and I have a one-year-old daughter. This is going to trigger people. Get ready. My husband and I have a one-year-old daughter. My best friend and I have been friends since middle school. Her and her husband have been trying to have a child with no luck. She found out that she cannot conceive in April.
Oh, no.
We have not been talking much as I feel like I can't talk about my daughter. We just had my daughter's birthday party last week. She didn't show up for that, but she did stop before the party to drop off a gift, which hurt my feelings that she didn't come to the party.
Yeah.
Today, okay. She told me she's going to start IVF soon.
Cool.
I stated that maybe we can be pregnant together as we want to try for a second one soon. She later texted me basically saying, I'm hurting her feelings. So am I the jerk for saying I want to try again soon, knowing she's going through a tough time and can't conceive naturally?
Hmm.
Ashley, ooh. I have heard these stories from women. I have heard other women talk about these stories that they won't say directly to the other women because they're upset.
Right.
And I've heard the other side where they're Ashley and they don't have trouble conceiving and they feel guilt about their friends who can't conceive or are struggling.
Yeah.
This is a trigger for a lot of people, but it is very hard to tell people you can't stop living your life. Everybody has different struggles. You have 100%. To have awareness. You have to be sensitive and, you know, compassionate.
Right.
But I don't think people have to stop enjoying their children.
Their lives.
And their lives.
Right.
Because other people, you see what I'm saying? It gets so icky, this whole debate.
Well, and what I'm hearing is a lot of back and forth, which is causing more issue in my mind and struggle in deciding, right? Because at one point she goes, Ashley says, well, she dropped off a gift but didn't come to the party. Hurt my feelings. She's going through some things, and maybe that's a little bit of a trigger because who knows what happened. Maybe they've been having so much trouble that it's causing problems that nobody sees. Right. And I'm not trying to...
They're having other issues, not just that it's hard for her to come to a kid's birthday party.
Right.
It's, because you're going to have to go to kids... To parties. You're going to have... People are going to have birthdays and kids, and you're going to be surrounded by children.
Right. But in this moment, there could be something going on that's making it a little unsurmountable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's tough. Mm-hmm. As a friend, this is your BFF, whatever, you got to be understanding. You have to be supportive. And I think she was trying to be supportive when she said, oh my goodness, you're doing IVF. That's great. Happy for you. We can get pregnant together.
Should she have just kept her mouth shut, though, and been like, that's great. And then if she gets pregnant with her, then you celebrate?
Then you celebrate, right?
Or is she a jerk for even... She might be a jerk for even... She's making it about her again, right? This is... That's where I'm going to the other side now, where she made it about her when the friend's like, we're starting IVF. Maybe we can be pregnant together.
Yay!
No, stop.
That's not...
Like, wait till you're both pregnant.
Right.
And then
celebrate. But then you're secretly trying to get pregnant at the same time as your friend.
And why can't you just be honest about your journey if you want to be?
Right.
Why do you have to hold back on your life, right?
Exactly. And if you guys are already trying for a second, right, whatever, it's like, okay, cool. If you do happen to get pregnant at the same time.
It's like, you already got one. Shut your mouth.
You know, thank you.
That's
you,
what the friend's thinking.
I was just about to say.
You already got one.
The friend is going, great. You have no trouble conceiving. Fantastic that you guys can just plan when you want to try to start having another. We don't have that luxury. I got appointment dates with doctors set.
But
it's rubbing it in a little bit.
But maybe that wasn't the intention.
That wasn't the intention. 100% wasn't the intention.
Okay.
But that's how it came off to the friend. Because she's going, oh, great. You could just plan to have another baby while we're spending thousands plus.
Right.
Tens of
and
thousands.
And we may or may not get pregnant.
And then you got to go through the pregnancy. You know, everybody thinks, oh, you and just then, get pregnant and then baby. No,
and then you're stressed the whole damn time.
You got nine
months of stress.
You got 8 months of a lot of stress, the last month of an extreme amount of stress, and then you got a brand new baby. You're worried about health the whole time. Mm-hmm. You're worried about the pregnancy. You're worried about the birth. Mm-hmm. You're worried about so many things.
And Ashley's like, yo, you coming to my kid's birthday party?
Oh, you're worried about the wrong things.
But again, you can't stop living your life because other people are going through stuff. Okay, let's go to the phones. Let's go to the phones and the text.
We need to.
414-533-1037. Ashley wants to know if she's a jerk for saying that her and her friend should try being pregnant together. Her friend's going through a tough time, about to start IVF, and the friend is not happy that Ashley was like, let's be pregnant together.
We could twins.
She thought she was insensitive. So is Ashley the jerk? We're going to talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Ashley wants to know if she's a jerk because she told her friend who's been struggling to get pregnant and about to start IVF that they should be pregnant together. We're going to start for a second. It'll be so exciting. And the friend said, you really hurt my feelings with that comment.
It was such a harmless comment and just, it was more in support. Well, like, this is great. Let's do this together.
Her intention was not bad, but if you're struggling, let's go to the phones. Yeah. You know what? I've never been through IVF. And honestly, keeping it real, I've never struggled to get pregnant. I know people don't, you know what I mean? It's not been one of my, I've had struggles. That was not one of them. So I don't even know if I should be speaking on this.
And quite frankly, we're in the same boat. We've got two boys. We weren't necessarily aiming to get pregnant either time, and yet here we are.
Here we are.
So we clearly don't have any trouble conceiving either.
Let's go to the phones. Let's start with Jennifer and Brown Deer this morning. Hi, Jennifer.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
How are we doing?
Is Ashley a jerk for saying her and her friend should be pregnant together?
What you think?
So I think she's unintentionally a jerk. Yeah, so like you said, Ellie, anybody who hasn't gone through it doesn't understand the struggle and how sensitive it really, really is.
Yeah.
Personally, I had to go through IVF. I did not have my daughter until 40, and the chances of getting pregnant with IVF, they tell you, are very, very, very slim.
Right.
The fact that the friend said we can go through this together when there's such a slim chance of it even working, and they tell you don't be stressed. You know, I had to cut people off when I was going through my journey because it's like it's one of the things that can kind of hinder it. So I don't think she meant any harm, but it can be harmful. So she should probably just be careful about the way she words things and just be there to listen for her friend. And maybe, like you said, sometimes just keep your mouth shut. You didn't have to say that.
That's true. It's tough pill to swallow, but it'll help you stay quiet.
She says jerk. Yeah. All right.
Jerk. Appreciate it.
Jennifer, thanks for calling.
All right.
Good input.
Have a great day, guys. Love you.
Lay you back. Bye.
Love you, too. Jenna's in Muskego. Let's go to her next. Hey, Jenna.
Hi. Morning.
Well, Jennifer said jerk. Which way are you going? Is Ashley a jerk?
She brought great points.
I think she's not a jerk.
Okay,
go on.
Explain.
I think, like, I agree with what you said, Ellie. Like, you have to still live your life.
You
need to, like, tell your friends what you're going through, just like her friend told her what she's about to go through. I think that people can make all the plans in the world that they want. It doesn't mean that it's necessarily going to happen for them.
That's right.
Really unfortunate.
That's right.
So I miscarried before we had our daughter, and it was tough to go through, and it took almost another year to conceive again.
Okay.
But I did not shut out any of my friends for that. I went through all of their stuff. You still need to be supportive with your friends in your life. It's not an excuse to cut people out because you have what they don't have. I don't think that's fair.
Well, and it's so hard, Jenna, because it's like are you making it about you or about them? And who is everybody making it about themselves?
Right.
Or are we thinking about each other or not thinking about anybody? Everybody's all over the place.
It feels
you know?
It becomes a point of jealousy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Selfishness almost.
But people always have stuff you want. There's always somebody that's got the stuff you want. I'm
shiny
telling
toy.
You. Like, you know.
Or a new baby.
Yeah. Thanks, Jenna.
Appreciate you.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.
I don't know if she was done, but...
Well, she's done now. Thank you, Jenna.
Let's go to Allison in Sheboygan last. Hi, Allison. Great name. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. I listen to you every morning on the way to work. I just love you guys.
Oh!
Yeah, we love you back.
Well, thank you. I was on a date last week, and the guy goes, oh, your gold hoops, those are Allie. But everything else about you is Allison.
Oh, wow.
That was so funny.
What do you mean by that?
I knew what he meant.
Touche.
So I just thought that was funny when I hear an Allison now I think about that. All right. Is Ashley a jerk for saying her and her friend should be pregnant together?
Well, now that I've listened to the other two ladies talk, I agree with the first one. I think she's unintentionally a jerk. And I mean, you're right. You do have to live your own life. And I feel bad for those that can't get pregnant. I have multiple friends that have done IVF, all the things, right? For me personally, you sneeze at me and I'm pregnant. So that person...
That's the stuff we're not supposed to say, though, right?
Exactly. That that other lady, the jerk, unintentional jerk, what she needs to be is a cheerleader to her friend. That's it. Like, straight end of story, she needs a cheerleader.
You go, girl. Yes.
That is it. She should be the person that's like, you got this. You needed help to an appointment. What do you need? I got you.
Yeah.
Well, I got a question, though. Can that add stress because there's already points of contention between them two? This already feels like it's a stressful friendship. And like one of our callers said, stress-free during IVF. I believe it was Jennifer.
Yeah.
Stress-free during IVF is one of the most important things because it is such a sensitive time that it can or cannot take that. Will that friend being there make this entire thing stressful?
She might need to back away. The friend is saying, I'm backing away. You back away almost because the friend didn't come to the birthday party but still dropped off a gift.
You hear me?
This is kind of what DZ was saying, Allison. Don't you think about there's so much more going on here that people go through that you don't know about, and it could be affecting other things in their life that have nothing to do with you.
Yep.
That is definitely very, I agree with you, DZ. However, if I'm that person that can't conceive, I'd rather know that I have a cheerleader, even if I don't want her there.
Okay.
Ooh, that was a mic drop moment for me.
All right, Allison, good input. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you guys. I love you guys so much.
We love you back. Aww. Have a great day. Appreciate
love
you, Allison.
You too. Bye.
That was awesome.
Sweet.
She was great.
So it's jerk today. Ashley, I'm sorry to tell you, you are the jerk for saying that you and your friend should be pregnant together when your friend's going through IVF. I know this has torn friends apart. I know it has brought women closer, and I hope Ashley is listening. I hope even her friend's listening. Well, they can figure things out and make it okay, you know?
Not just her and her friend. I hope a lot of more people are listening because, like you said, this is something that's going to trigger, has triggered, will continue to trigger people because it is that sensitive. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, dude. We all put miles on it this weekend, I meant.
Every day, actually, but yeah, a lot this weekend.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
I did go on a date last week. I will talk about it later in the week. DZ and I were just recapping off the air because I'm confused, and I'll explain why later in the week.
I think this guy's got you out of pocket right now.
I don't know about that. Okay, fine. Confused is a good answer.
I say out of pocket. Confused is a little strange, for sure.
But I want to talk about the weekend, because it was 4th of July, long weekend.
It was a very long weekend.
Very busy.
Very busy.
We both did a lot of driving. You went south, and I went west.
Oh, yeah.
You went south towards Illinois.
Technically, yeah.
Towards your families.
Mm-hmm.
And I went shopping at Johnson Creek. At the outlets with my kids. I did not go to Pleasant Prairie. I went to Johnson Creek. I went the other way.
You smart to not go south to go shopping. Well, that's not a good idea.
The Pleasant Prairie outlets are
jammed.
And Johnson Creek, I can breathe a little. You know what I'm saying?
There's some elbow room.
But I still got the Nike outlet. I've still got, you know, my Crocs outlet. I've still got every outlet I need there.
They still got Adidas. They still got all of the...
Adidas is gone.
Excuse me?
I just realized Adidas is gone when you said that. I didn't see Adidas. I didn't see Adidas at Johnson Creek yesterday.
Did you go to the backside of Johnson Creek?
I went to both sides.
No, it's not. Maybe don't you do that to me.
I don't
want
to make you upset.
I'm not trying to distract from the main topic.
I did not see Adidas because I would have gone into it. You know I would have gone in.
It's right next to like American Eagle.
Mm-mm.
Stop it.
I didn't see it. Oh, and I saw American Eagle and I didn't go in.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean to trigger you with that sadness.
No, it's okay.
I did not. I'm okay. Adidas was not at the Johnson Creek Outlets, but the good news is you weren't going there anyway because you're going to Pleasant Prairie.
That's true. That's very true. And they for sure got the Adidas store over there.
What do you care? You're not going there anyway. Okay, well, wait. So
y'all went to Johnson Creek.
And we did some shopping. I did get Owen some new shoes. We're getting better.
The kick game is growing.
The sneaker game's getting better with Owen. However, everyone says when we go to Johnson Creek, we have to eat at the Pine Cone.
What's the Pine Cone?
It's a truck stop right off of the freeway, right off of 94.
You mean that Shell? You mean the gas station?
It's a gas station, and then it's the Pine Cone restaurant. It's a truck stop.
They got a restaurant there?
Yes.
Never noticed.
And a lot of people did, because apparently they have some crazy bakery, which I did see the gigantic eclairs that they had. But we went in, and my kids and I said, we have to go to the Pine Cone. Everybody says. I put the pictures up on Facebook. I put them on Instagram as well on my page. And of course, people had a lot to say. The nostalgia came back with the Pine Cone, DZ.
How long has this place been there?
Apparently their whole lives, because everybody was like, I used to go there. Oh, my childhood. And everyone's like, it's so good. And with all due respect, I didn't go there expecting it to be good. I went there expecting it to be a true Wisconsin truck stop and that I was going to get the meal that I wanted, and I got it, and I'm talking in my trucker voice now.
I could tell. I was like, dang, Allie, get out the truck. Get out the 18-wheeler.
I knew what I was doing when I walked in there, but I thought it was funny that people were like, they have the best food. I'm like, let's not push it.
Okay.
We're going there because it's an experience, everybody. It was just what I needed. It hit the spot.
It was good. It was hearty.
It's a truck stop. What are you guys acting like this is five-star dining? I got steak. Steak and eggs, like a true girl at a truck stop should. That's a truck stop meal, dude.
Let me ask you just straight up, flat out.
You know
out.
How thin the steak was.
No, come on now. Flank steak.
It was beautiful.
Let me ask a genuine question. In the rankings of IHOP, Denny's, and Waffle House, where does it categorize?
I think it's the desserts. I think the bakery is what lifts them up and why people love them, and we just didn't partake in the bakery. I think that's where I screwed up. I ordered the truck stop meal, and then I didn't go to the bakery. Do you see the problem here?
You missed where the restaurant makes its money. You missed the money maker.
The bakery. Exactly.
See, I would have been there.
I know.
That's where I would have been.
I should have brought you some.
Well, then that's why now I need to go to Johnson Creek. One, to find out if Adidas is or isn't there anymore. See it for myself. And then two, to get the bakery
items.
People
are saying it was still there. Hold on. I was there. I would have gone in. How did I miss this? People are saying, I don't understand. Now I'm upset. Now I got to go back without my kids. Oh, darn.
Oh, darn.
Oh, darn.
Oh, dang. We've got to go shopping.
Guess we have a free day without the kids.
Oh, dang. We've got to try something for the show.
What were you going to say, though? You said something about the other way, the outlets? What were you going to say?
Oh, no. I'll just say normally when we go, because talking weekends, when we pass going to Illinois, Johnson Creek always jam-packed.
Pleasant Prairie. You said Johnson Creek. I knew
Pleasant,
what you meant.
Pleasant Prairie always jam-packed. Mm-hmm. Johnson Creek, you always got a little more elbow room. But the trade-off is it's a lot quicker of a pit stop. As far as miles go in between, for me, it's about 3 minutes shorter to go to Pleasant Prairie than it is to go to Johnson Creek.
Oh.
3 minutes.
How is that possible if you're in Bayview?
3 minutes. For whatever.
Really?
It is 3 minutes shorter for me to go to Pleasant Prairie to Johnson Creek. That was just one random tidbit of information for you to know about me and my life.
Okay, somebody texted in and said, oh my God, stop. I went to the Pine Cone Sunday for the very first time, too. I got that eclair. Apparently, I was supposed to get the eclairs.
We
got to
go back for the eclairs.
I'm down. I'll go back.
Come on now.
Okay, all right, fine. From the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. So I went to the Pine Cone, and coming up next, I'm going to find out what you did. I'm on to you.
I got a list.
Oh, and if anybody wants to chime in on the outlets and the Pine Cone, we're here for it.
What's up?
I dropped a lot of money like it was hot. I'm broke.
We stay broke out here.
Well, yes, we do. But it's
by choice.
It's the outlets. 103.7 Kiss FM.
It is the outlets. They be getting you. Oh, $40 for sneakers? Let me buy four.
If you knew the excitement inside as we drove to Johnson Creek yesterday for the outlets, and then as we pulled in, and as I threw as many pairs of shoes in the cart as I wanted, the girl at Nike goes, do you need a bag? I go, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Because I'm not done. And I got two boys over there.
Said, no, I need two bags, actually.
Danielle is calling in Tosa this morning. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning.
So hey.
She heard me talking about how I took the boys and myself to the Pine Cone truck stop. at Johnson Creek for the first time ever.
I've never been. Still. So, yeah, Danielle, good morning.
This is a place.
Good morning. The chicken dumpling soup or the chicken noodle soup is where it's at if you're a soup person, but the bakery is definitely the go-to for the pine cone.
Okay.
Cinnamon rolls. Cinnamon rolls.
Everybody wrote on my Facebook when I posted all the pictures, they were like, the dumpling, the chicken dumpling soup or something. Same thing that Danielle sang.
Yes, I think it's chicken dumpling. Mm-hmm. And it's like the best soup. My friend, every time she would go out there, she would bring some home. Like, it's that good. She'd have some there and bring some home.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Seriously, Amanda? Nice. Yeah.
Hey, oh, call her out. Is that seriously, Amanda?
That's awesome.
She loves it. But yeah, and then the last time we went there, they had these sugar cookies that were these huge hearts. And... for some reason, one heart said to the windows, and then the other one said to the walls. So I had to.
You gotta
I
buy
had
it.
To get both.
You gotta buy both.
I had to.
They come as a set. That's
yeah,
why.
To the window.
Right. I'm like, I can't have one without the other one.
You can't
I'm
break
like,
up
where's the
set?
Third one?
You know Dan, what?
Yeah. Dad, where's the third
I
one?
I knew Johnson Creek got down.
Facts. And clearly the pine cone does too. Let me find out. Because somebody texted, yes, pine cone. My husband and I go for the food. Fed our entire family for $30. A little extra for bakery, but it's good and not expensive.
No. Okay, so then let me ask you this. And Danielle, you can chime in on this as well. DZ, since you go south, you're from Gurnee.
Yeah.
You're normally going to the Pleasant Prairie outlets, which I love just as much. Whichever I'm closer to, I'm going to. Is there a pine cone-ish place near the Pleasant Prairie outlets where you have to eat there when you go, or is it just the pine cone and they don't have, because the McDonald's is in Pleasant Prairie, but that's not the doesn't count.
There's a McDonald's, a Quick Trip, and a Culver's real close, but it's not like, oh, I gotta stop here. I got a Culver's closer to home.
No, the Johnson Creek, it's like you have to eat at the pine cone and shop. Yeah.
There's nothing like that. No.
There's nothing in Pleasant Prairie.
I believe
if there's anything that I'm hitting up on the way back from Pleasant Prairie, it's the A&W for the Rip Your Father ice cream cone.
I've heard people but that's out of the way. You don't even got to be going all the way to Pleasant Prairie to get to the A&W. You feel me?
No, you don't.
So,
yeah.
There's so many things in between. To say there's exactly something at Pleasant Prairie.
There's not.
I think there might be a food court, but I've never stepped foot in it.
And you know what? I'm going to say something right now, actually. I'm realizing this in real time as we're talking. That's the reason they don't need something like that in Pleasant Prairie, because you have so many choices. You could drive a little bit up the road, down the road. There's tons of places to eat. In Johnson Creek...
No.
That ain't much.
Worrying at the truck stop or Arby's or Burger King. You
maybe.
Know what I mean?
Maybe.
Fair enough. Nothing in Johnson Creek. I used to live right down the road from the outlet.
She knows.
Danielle knows.
Nothing there.
Well, somebody texted in and said Iron Skillet on Highway 20.
Maybe. Somebody else followed
up
and said.
Highway 20. Like, who's going to go all the way to Highway 20 when you're in Pleasant Prairie?
I'm not.
You know what? It has to be right next to the outlet. So we've decided Pleasant Prairie does not have a go-to like the Pine Cone in Johnson Creek. What?
Hold on.
What?
Somebody just said there's a churro stand at Pleasant Prairie.
Excuse me?
Wait. Drop the location. I didn't know.
When did this start?
It better have been recently, because if not, I'm angry. Hold on. Okay, Danielle, now we got other problems.
Oh, somebody wants me to stop saying Illinois is south. Illinois is south, okay? They said, I know it is, but that's definitely not where you go when you travel south. Well, from Milwaukee, it's south.
South to me.
And just like when I went west to Johnson Creek. So, I didn't go to California. I went to Johnson Creek. So
they're mad at your cardinal direction skills.
Okay, thanks for calling, Danielle. Have a great day.
You're welcome. And I think there is an Adidas in in Johnson Creek.
So. I am so mad. I missed it.
I Googled it, and it is there still.
Thank you for fact checking, Danielle.
Oh,
we need people like
welcome.
You. Have
I'm
a
mad
great
at
day.
Excuse me.
Bye.
You know, there's only like 5 stores I want to go to, and that would have been one of them. And I'm so mad I missed it because I went to the other side of the outlets and I missed it because I was so.
You missed one of the big 3.
Go to Ashley and Watertown. Now I'm hot mad.
Good morning.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi, guys.
You're out there in Watertown. You're not far.
Oh, yeah. That's close.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Me and my mom, we had a little shopping day. We went out there on Saturday, and we also only went to one side. So I'm not sure if it's on the other side. It probably is. I also fact checked it, and it is still out there.
You were on the Nike side, and at the end, I went over to the Old Navy side. You know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
And when I was on the Old Navy side, clearly I was looking at Old Navy and not at Adidas.
Tunnel vision.
And I screwed myself, or I saw American Eagle and missed Adidas. I don't know.
Because it's on the back end.
It's
it is split. It's completely split. It's on the back end, past all that goofy stuff, past the Arby's and whatnot. Yeah.
All right. But you've been to the Pine Cone too, I take it?
Yes, I also came. okay, the same thing. Chicken dumpling soup, top tier. And with the big rolls.
Ooh, and they got rolls? What?
Mm-hmm. Bakery,
chicken dumpling soup. Say less.
I mean, pre-keto, I would eat all of those things. Those sound great. My gosh. All right, Ashley, well, thanks for calling.
Of course. You guys have a wonderful day, and I can't wait to see all the pictures when you go there again.
Appreciate you, Ashley.
Me driving to the Adidas outlet right now to get a picture because I missed it.
Because Ashley wants to see it.
Thanks for calling, Ashley.
Bye.
People are texting in all kinds of things. Like, we have Ghirardelli Chocolate and Pepperidge Farms at Pleasant Prairie. I'm not saying I don't. I F with Pleasant Prairie, you guys. I just happened to be at Johnson Creek yesterday.
Hear me out, though. They're saying what food spots. That's not a food spot. To me, that's still a store.
That's a store. I'm
not walking into Pepperidge and going, let me order. No, you're buying off the shelves, right?
Somebody said the churro stand is in the food court by the restrooms at Pleasant Prairie.
I've never been in the food court. It's lackluster. I've never cared to go inside the food court. That's what I said.
I know you said that, but why don't I picture it in my mind at all? Where is the food court?
You can't imagine it. It's in that weird corner tucked. You don't see it because it's meant to not be seen by the naked eye.
That's not fair. They need a big food court sign.
It's not worth
it. Like the Adidas sign needs to be bigger.
Touche.
These are my only complaints for the outlets. Have a great day. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Happy to be back. It's Allie and DZ. Mm-hmm. It was a great long weekend.
I mean, long is an understatement.
It was long.
A lot of things were done, but the memories that were had will transcend.
For sure.
If you got a good memory.
If you have, because I swear, DZ, if there's not a picture, I forget it ever happened. You know how they say pictures or it didn't happen?
Oh, yeah. Proof.
I feel like I don't remember anything. Yeah. Like, we have so much stimulation, so many apps and things on our phones now that... Don't ask me what I did last week. I don't know. So unless there's a picture, and this goes for my childhood as well.
So you need a physical, an actual photograph.
Or video.
Or that'll help.
Uh-huh.
So you know how some people have like a photographic memory. Mm-hmm. You need the actual photograph.
Yes. Do you?
No, I don't.
Then I don't. So I don't have a photographic memory.
You need the actual photograph. Photographic memory is when you kind of like your brain takes a little capture and you remember the photo and you have a photo in your brain of the memory.
I was about to tell you a story. I don't know if I should go there. About when I dated a guy and how good my memory was. This guy I dated.
Mm-hmm.
Some people may put this together, but let's just not name any names. I was dating this guy and he sent me some artwork he had done.
Mm-hmm.
And he had taken a silhouette of a picture.
I know this story.
And put it on some art. And he sent it to me,
yep,
right?
Yep.
You know this. The listeners do not. So he sends me this art with the silhouette of this woman. And I recognized it. Even though it was in black and white, I remembered the picture in color from Facebook. It was his ex-wife.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. And I go, did you just send me a picture that you drew of your ex-wife on some art and send it to me?
And he said...
And he went, what? Because he couldn't believe I remembered the picture. My mind... So maybe I do have a photographic memory.
It was
a random picture I saw on Facebook of his ex-wife like months earlier. And I remembered it because there was like wind blowing. And like, her, you know, she was fishing. It was very specific, this silhouette. And I said, is that the picture? And it was the same picture.
Allie, I think you got a photographic
memory.
And
we broke up. But anyway, because he sent me a picture of his ex-wife. Not the point, though.
Slightly weird.
But I had the memory of that random picture I saw one time.
But then
I don't remember what I did last week unless there's a picture.
Well, that's a whole nother story. You know why.
You're photographic, though.
No, I've evolved. No, I'm not saying I'm Sigma Alpha over here. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying all of that.
What does that mean, though?
I've got this theory, and I want you to walk with me for a second.
Sure.
In this theory. So, you know, photographic. I'd argue and say that's photographic. Your memory. You remembered that picture. Your brain took a picture of that picture, and you were like...
Very vivid.
I've seen that before.
I've seen that picture.
Remembered when? With technology, I am convinced that we are starting to evolve as human beings. And though I'm no scientist, I'm willing to bet that a scientific study would show promise in this. We are no longer photographic memories. We are more videographic memories.
I have
distinct memories of 15, 30 second clips in my mind of moments, of times, of things. For example, Most recently,
yeah,
we had friends over. One of our friends had misplaced their phone, and it had fallen in between our couch and our recliner.
Isn't that the worst?
I saw it. I was walking by. Something caught out the corner of my eye, and I noticed the phone on the ground. Mm-hmm. Didn't say anything. Went on about my day. And then later, when they were, "Where's my phone?" We started looking, and in my brain, I got a video replay of me walking past.
Like a deja vu.
And seeing the phone on the ground, and I went, that's a videographic memory. That's not a photograph. There wasn't a picture of me seeing the phone on the ground. It was the video of me getting up, walking by,
Wait,
and seeing
Wait, you mean like you saw yourself?
I replayed the video in my brain.
You were outside of your body.
I was outside my body.
That's
basically
even weirder.
Replaying. It wasn't a photograph. It was a video of the memory.
In your mind.
In my mind. And I went, I walked by, your phone's right there. And sure enough, re-walk by, look down where I remember seeing the phone,
and it was there.
It was right there. I've got the theory that we're migrating from a photographic memory to a videographic memory.
I believe you, whatever that means. Because as long as there's something to prove that I said it happened, I believe you.
As long as proof is there, the proof is in the pudding.
I don't care if it's a picture or video, I believe you. But that's interesting.
Have you ever had that? Where you see a video in your mind?
I don't know.
Is it just me?
I have to have the awareness and like process it a little to think about this. I do think that some of the pictures, because I have very few videos from, well, I have no videos from my childhood, if you want me to be honest. Zero.
Yeah, I'm
Zero.
Trying to think. I've got very few.
Zero.
Yeah.
Tons of pictures.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But
tons of pictures.
But even those, it's like, I only think I don't think I would have any memory of Disney at all if there weren't pictures, because I was like five. So in my mind, it only existed in pictures.
We've talked about when certain memories, when certain memories trigger, for sure. And pictures do genuinely trigger memories.
Have you ever watched Black Mirror?
No, I've never seen Black
Somebody
Mirror.
Somebody texted in and said, DZ, that's some Black Mirror stuff right there. But I don't know what that means.
I haven't seen it. I'm sorry, I don't get the reference. And y'all are probably cringing because I might be referencing something crazy cool and I don't know.
All right, 414-533-1037. I don't know what that means, but you're welcome to call and share with us whatever the Black Mirror reference is, because I didn't watch it.
Videographic memory. I think that's where we're going to, y'all.
Somebody, did I read this one? They texted in, I have a photograph memory, but I just forget to put in the film.
User error.
We're going to talk to you guys next. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
We're talking about photographic memories, videographic.
I'm convinced, bruh. I'm generally convinced we're moving towards videographic. At least I am.
Maybe. Maybe. Let's go to Ryan, our boy this morning in Calabama.
Happy Monday.
I know what you were going to say. I'm like a mind reader.
I know, right? Like you got that photographic memory or something.
Get out of here.
Oh my God. Is there an audiographic memory?
Maybe, dude.
Where I remember.
There is. I have that. Yeah. Oh. I have audiographic and photographic. I don't have the video yet. I've got to upgrade my system in my mind to do that. Is that like the cloud or the iOS system of
What do you know about it?
No, 2.3.
You have an Android. What do you know about
it?
Yeah,
you don't know nothing about that.
I had an iPhone for a while there, and then I was like, this is garbage. So I went to the Android, and it's like, dang, I got so much more better system here.
But
know?
I can't talk to anyone because only three of my friends have Androids. The other 90 have iPhones. How fun.
FaceTime?
Ryan said, I'm going to screw up the group chat with my Android. Thanks for
nothing. I am. I'm going to pop up that green square instead of that blue square.
Okay.
Hey, he does bring up another point. AV. He's audio visual over here. He's got the audiographic memory. I hadn't even thought about people listening and hearing things and remembering more what words are said rather than what you were wearing, where you were at. Some people remember exact conversations to a period.
Right. And then you get into an argument about semantics later because they're like, I didn't say that. It's like, you said that.
Play the
but
tape.
I didn't
you
mean
said
that.
That.
And they got the whole tape in their head.
I have it recorded in my head. It's right here. Let me just... And totally. Play it back for you.
And you know those IRC people because it's like, dang, I kind of do believe you.
She IRC'd because I remember her stuff saying her stuff. And she's like, no, I never said that. And I'm like, yeah, you did.
Well, wives all God, over love you because you remember the details that she's told you. So just appreciate
hey, boy.
That.
To certain points. To certain points, I remember them. The other ones, I just drop.
Yeah, because he knows she's about to call him and go, dude, did you just say you remember everything I tell you?
She's already calling. She's on the other line. But
we'll
I
let you go. Go, Ryan. We'll let you go. No, bye.
Don't deal with your wife.
Peace,
like,
ma'am.
No!
No! Yeah, we did that.
Amanda's in Racine next. We're talking about your memory. Video, photographic. Amanda.
What you got?
Get it, girl.
I got a kid in my hand, another one playing. I got it.
You have two kids. Look at you.
Her memory's non-existent.
Non-existent.
But I don't remember. I don't have a good memory.
I believe that. How could you with two babies? Amanda.
Well, even before that, I didn't have a good memory. I can't say.
Have you ever seen Black Mirror, by the way?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Nobody's helping us.
I mean, I wouldn't remember anyway.
Fair enough. You know what, Amanda?
I cannot.
You know what's funny is my husband calls me a goldfish because I can't remember things after 5 seconds of him telling me something.
Oh, man.
Like, I already told you.
Why is Amanda's spirit animal a goldfish and it makes sense?
It makes sense if you know Amanda.
It just makes sense, Amanda. Yes. That's all you had to say.
Amanda, thanks for calling. She's not going to remember this anyway. Have a good day.
Right, have a good day.
Bye. She already forgot she was talking to us.
She's not going to remember until she listens back on the Odyssey app and be like, oh, yeah, I called in this morning. I forgot. I totally forgot.
Childish.
Somebody texted in and said, video memory happened to me too. DZ, do you happen to have some ADHD? I feel like it's a trait for neurodivergent people. One, you have to know what a neurodivergent person is, which I've read the book now, so I understand.
You understand.
Someone who's considered a different type of brain.
Yeah.
Like, we're more the creative, right?
Yeah.
The type of brain that, you know, is,
we can't sit. We're not in boxes. We tend to need to run.
Our brain works differently.
Very much so.
And then Emily in Milwaukee said, hey again, I don't know what kind of memory I have, but I can remember a series of numbers any length. I can recite the numbers for days.
You got a numerical mind.
That's weird.
You're an Einstein.
What makes it certain stuff, right? Like Ryan's audio.
Right.
Your video.
Yeah. What triggers those memories for people?
Why did I remember one picture of a guy's ex-wife? Like, why did I remember that? I'm pictures then. I don't know what it is. This is so weird.
Allie, we weren't prepared for this conversation.
No.
We should have had a neurologist on the line.
You're right. And if I already forgot what we said 5 minutes ago.
Wait, who are we? Chill out.
Somebody else texted in. Oh, yes, I've seen Black Mirror. Some freaky but weirdly possible scenarios involving tech. Watch it for sure.
Okay.
Well,
don't send me down the rabbit hole.
Oh, Bella tried to call in. She said, you can rewind your memory and play it back. That must be what Black Mirror is. That's cool.
It's so bizarre when I've caught myself actually doing this because it is a whole playback.
Here it is. Black Mirror is a fantastic show. On the first episode, everything we see is always being recorded. You're able to go back and check it, all of your memories. So it's literally what you were talking about.
Okay, got it. My brain is Black Mirror.
Wow.
Now I understand.
I don't want my memories on tape like that. Just some.
Just the ones I want.
Just some.
Selective.
Yeah, exactly. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.